Welcome to Awareness to Action, where you'll discover how possibilities become reality with me, Joan Marlowe. Join me and my amazing guests for powerful stories about those world-shifting aha moments. You know, the ones that catapult you into action and transform the way you walk through the world. Yes, you can live your life with purpose and passion. Maybe you aren't there yet, and that's okay. This show will take you behind the scenes and walk you through how other people just like you were called to transform their lives and the journey they embarked on to get there. The first step to taking life-changing action, or any action at all, is awareness. Maybe that's why you're here. Join the movement to create and live your purpose and passion while embracing your authenticity. Awareness to Action starts now. Well, good morning and welcome to Awareness to Action. And I'm Joan Marlowe, and I just have to say thank you so much for being here for this inaugural show. And even though I have been speaking to crowds for decades, I mean, that's been my life as a teacher and as a coach, and I've sometimes said I was a frustrated performer, and that's why I was a teacher. I'm also a Virgo, so I'm well prepared, so I have all kinds of notes with me. And again, this show is going to be a little bit different because it's going to be me, and I'm sort of going to help lay the foundation and lay the groundwork for where this show is going to be going. So I'm going to be using my notes, so please bear with me. And again, the first time is sometimes the most difficult, and it's all about taking a risk. And I'm certainly here taking a risk, but it's one that I'm jumping into with both eyes open and both arms and both legs ready to like take it on. So again, thank you for joining me for this very first show on Transformation Talk Radio. And I am honored, and I'm also thrilled and humbled to be part of the Transformation Talk Radio team of hosts. And it is quite the group of people. And I'm very excited because this radio station, from the moment it was introduced to me, spoke to me, because the overarching purpose of Transformation Talk Radio is about positivities and possibilities. And that's who I am. Everything in my life is related to my belief in the fact that anything is possible if you put your mind and heart to it. And I believe in the power of positivity. I believe what goes on here, always being positive, impacts everything else that goes on in the rest of your body. So I'm honored to be here, and this is a perfect place for me. And this is also a part of, I'm looking at this as I've been describing this to my friends and colleagues and folks, I've been describing this as being the frosting that's on a very rich cake, that the cake is representing my life and all the stories of my life. As well, I sometimes describe this as the ribbon and the bow that's tied up beautifully around this package. In the package, all my stuff is stuffed in there of all of my life stories as well. The good, the bad, the ugly, all of it is in there. And bottom line, I've decided to own every single one of those stories because it helps create who I am today and allowing me the opportunity to be doing something like this, as well as living my purpose. And as we will be finding out, my purpose is all about enhancing your health and well-being so that you can live your best life. I am all about supporting others on their journey. It's just in my nature, and more will be revealed about that as well. And that's one of my favorite sayings. And I'm going to be introducing a bunch of my favorite sayings because you are going to be hearing them during every show, I'm sure, because it's just part of who I am. So the overarching question at the root of this show is, why do some shiny objects catch our eye and just keep moving along? You know, we call them, there they go, and we see them dozens and dozens and dozens of times a day. Versus all of a sudden, there's something that catches our eye, and it also takes hold of our brain, our heart, our soul, and it moves us. It takes over our whole being. And I refer to these as our aha moments, these moments of awareness that end up being very life-defining and sometimes life-affirming. And the action that transforms transforms us from this awareness, solidifies and gives life to our passion and our purpose. And again, some of those affirmation or some of those awareness points that we have, they're just things that we need to see in a moment's notice. You can look around and see some points of awareness and say, that's interesting. Or sometimes in my house, I might see my cat doing some strange things and I have to go and investigate because she might be playing with a bug or that bug might be a scorpion. I live in Arizona, so we still do have scorpions here. So I need to monitor that. But other times, things just happen and they occur. You know, you see a picture out of alignment, and you might choose to fix it or might not. So we're looking at those points of awareness that are making very, very strong movements for you. So if we reflect upon our own personal and professional transformation journeys, we're likely to find at the heart of them all of these aha moments. Somewhere in there, there is at least one aha moment and maybe many aha moments that were strung together, because we might look at things as being a coincidence, but we know in the life that we live that things don't happen purely by coincidence. Things are presented to us and we're meant to see these things. So an element of this whole moment of awareness is to be consciously engaged, because we spend so much time in our life on autopilot. We spend so much time in our life being stuck in our belief system and not looking from side to side, looking up and down, and we are just existing. So I'm hoping that I can pique your interest enough that you take this awareness point a little bit more seriously and start taking it to heart so that you don't miss any of these shiny, wonderful objects that I call moments of awareness or aha moments. So what's going to happen every first and third Tuesday, 9 Pacific time, on this radio station, transformationtalkradio.com, I'm going to be sharing stories from my perspective. As well, I'm going to be having guests that each have very, very different points of awareness that grab them and carry them to make life-defining moments and to create the purpose of who they are. And pieces and parts that were necessary for them to be an entire person. They weren't walking through life and making believe anymore. They were now living their purpose. And some of them are going to be quite funny. Some of them are going to be quite serious. Some of the stories are going to be very, very similar. You're hopefully going to be able to see some threads that run through their stories that might be equivalent to your stories. And this is what I'm hoping will happen. Those for you might be those aha moments that you say, wow, there's others that have walked this road with me, and now I've got a contact and I can find this person and maybe we can talk about it. And again, keep in mind that each person that I have coming on as a guest has chosen to create a service or provide a service, or they might have a book, or they might have a means to help you, because this is all about giving you the tools, the inspiration, the technique, the knowledge that you need to go forth and live your life as full as you possibly can. So ultimately, all of us humans, we live via our stories. So this makes perfect sense that this show is also referring to looking at stories. So sometimes we don't like pieces of our story if we look at them in hindsight, but sometimes it's those pieces that we don't like that keep coming back and they aren't going to go away unless we do something about it. So I'm referring to myself and my group of guests as a team that's your team that's here to help you more or less build a bridge. And this bridge is going to take you from where you are today to where you might want to be tomorrow, for all of your tomorrows to come. And again, on that bridge, it's looking at who you want to be right now, how you want to live your life, looking at living a life that is free of pain, because I believe that's important. And pain can come from a physical point or an emotional point. And how to finally take a hold of something and say, it's time now to make a change. So one thing you'll find, I think, from each of us in a common store, a common thread amongst all of us, is that we chose to take a risk. We chose to open our minds and our hearts so that we were ready to accept and learn and try new things. So that's the first step. So without further ado, let's get this party going. So as I shared, today is all about building a foundation. And whenever we build a bridge, we have to have a firm foundation. We've got to have something to build on. Whatever we build, anything, we've got to have a foundation. And instead of having true brick and mortar, our brick and mortar is now going to be points of awareness. It's going to be resources. It's going to be tools and techniques, inspiration that's going to help you get to the point where, again, you can build all these tomorrows. So today, this story is all about, this session, this show is all about the basics. So we're going to address the basics, the who, what, why, how, where, and when, as well as providing operational definitions of the words and concepts that I'm sharing. And I will make sure that in each show that we have with each guest I have, we are also going to provide you operational definitions. Because one of the things I've learned in life and in from coming from corporate America and being in the public all the time, that so many things happen because people come at it with a different perspective. They come at it when you say one thing, when you say red, what do you think about red? Or what shade of red? Or more importantly, if you say blue and you look up at the sky at any point in time, that blue color can constantly be shifting. One time it's very, very bright. One time it might be duller based upon the time of the day. So there are variations on themes. So we're going to be providing you those operational definitions that make sure that we gather all on the same page in order to move forward. But I also want to share with you, anytime you have a question, I'm available to you. By all means, you can reach me via my email, joan@peacefullyhealing.com. If you visit my website, peacefullyhealing.com, you'll find all of my contact information. And by all means, I'm all about helping and supporting you. So feel free to give me a call, send me an email, let me know how I can support you. And each one of the guests that I have on board will also be there to support you. That's something that we all have that is a common thread for us. So again, this show, this On Transformation Talk Radio, is a culmination for me of a life dream for me. And again, this is the first time, you know, you're hearing it. So it's important that we get clear in what we're going to be talking about. And one of the things that I do want to point out is that throughout everything that I do offer, I'm going to be talking about possibly resources that I use. So one of the resources that has really, really helped me is a book that's called The Who, Not How. This has been transformational for me, and it was funny. I was reading this book when I was approached by Transformation Talk Radio to become a host. And it's all about, I've always seemed to have taken the harder way to get to places. So now I am taking a look at finding a way to do it a little bit easier. So I am not on this journey alone. I'm on this journey with many of these guests, many of them happen to be friends that we've been friends for years. And so we have traveled this journey together. We've watched each other succeed. We've watched each other need to go and redo things. We've changed iterations for our businesses. But in the heart and heart of heart is that we supported each other because we knew we had a dream and we wanted to move forward on that. So I'm hoping that you will become loyal listeners, and I'm hoping that you also share the show with other people. So what we're going to do when we come back from break, we're going to talk about building a relationship, you and me, as far as looking at knowing, liking, and trusting, which is all part of building a relationship. When you refer somebody, it's all about whether or not you're happy with what their performance has been. Well, right now, this is sort of like a job interview for me in that I'm trying to embrace you and have you come on board with me on this journey. So I'm going to spend a little time and tell you a little bit about me. So let's go to break. Thank you.
TheAngelLady.net.
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 TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790. Sue Storm.
Sue Storm.
TheAngelLady.net.
The Truth Is Funny, Shift Happens, with monthly guest host Karen Benton. Tune in for powerful conversations about health and wellness. Karen brings unique insights rich with humor and science to her discussions with experts in medicine, movement, psychology, spirituality, and so much more. Don't miss Karen on The Truth Is Funny every third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, and welcome back to Awareness to Action, the journeys that will bring you to your life's purpose. So when we left, I was sharing the fact that the next segment is going to be talking about me. And because I think it's important that you understand who I am, where I come from, what my basis of operation is. And again, you'll be, I'm an open book, number one. And I, of course, want you to understand who I am, what my workings is, because that's an important part. Even when I'm working with my clients, it's part of the reason why I offer like a complimentary session to see whether or not we can be compatible. We're going to be compatible in a coaching environment because there has to be that trust. There has to be that openness, because if we have walls, we can't get the work done. So a little bit about me. As I shared, I live in Arizona. I've been here about 15 years, and I absolutely love living here. Miss the ocean, but I certainly love living here. However, I'm a Jersey girl, and I certainly believe that you can take the girl out of Jersey, but you can't take Jersey out of the girl. So I do make an annual trip, an annual pilgrimage back to Jersey. And of course, last year I missed it due to the pandemic. So I was heartbroken about that, but thank God there's Zoom. And I not only go there for a dose of beach, but I also go there because I get to see family. I get to see longtime friends and colleagues, and I get to see kindergarten buds. Yep, I have kindergarten buddies. We have been truly, truly, truly lifelong friends, and that's very important. Again, might I emphasize that on this journey, this awareness to action process where you're making all of these changes in your life or you're looking at your life's purpose, people that you can know, like, and trust, family and friends, longtime friends, is a vital piece of this as well. Nobody does this alone. That has to be certainly emphasized. So this is all part of it. So back to my Jersey experiences, I start eating at the airport when I land, and I don't stop eating until I get to the airport to get back on the plane to come back home to Arizona. I miss my Jersey food. And those of you that are familiar with East Coast dining and East Coast food and Jersey food, you know I'm talking about, you know, the bakeries, the old-time bakeries with the crumb cake and tons and tons and tons of seafood and pizza, real pizza. Those are things I get that you're experiencing, that you're seeing now, that I miss being in Arizona. So I also, as a Jersey girl, one of the things that you will see, or that you hopefully won't see, is that the only time I get my jersey on, where I might have to get cranked up and make a stand, is when I see that a right is being wrong, or something is askew as far as a principle is concerned. I'm very principled in what I say. When I make a promise, I really stick with a promise. And when I tell you I don't know, I really don't know. But I in turn go and find out the answers for you, or find someone that can have the answers for you. So especially in the world of customer service, I get a little crazy. But the good news for you is that, as I said, you're going to see the positive side of that. So when I make a promise to you, I'm going to stick with that promise, and I will do everything. I will move mountains to keep that promise with you. So I'm also a lifelong learner and forever teacher, and you'll hear me say that quite often. My education is in the field of education, and I love being in the classroom. And of course, now the classroom has been expanded because of Zoom, and that has certainly opened up my classroom and certainly has opened up the world. So I want to welcome you to my classroom. My curiosity is insatiable because I'm also a Virgo, so I love finding out new things. So it's insatiable, and I truly believe that everything starts with a moment of awareness. Everything starts with awareness. We can't do anything. When we're hungry, that's our moment of awareness to say we need to get something to eat. When we're tired, that's our moment of awareness that says we need to go and take a nap or go to bed. So there's always, our body is telling us all the time. So our body always knows what the answer is. We sometimes get in the way, though, to figuring that out. And again, that element that I mentioned earlier about being consciously aware is vitally important as well. You don't want to miss a moment of it. You don't want to be on autopilot all the time. You want to live your life so that you can find the elements that you need to continue to live the best life you possibly can and not miss out on any of those aha moment treasures. So my personal power statement is, I am open, honest, and fun. So what that means is, if I can't be open, I can't be honest, and it's not going to be fun, I'm not going to do it. And this lesson came from having a life coach in my life that actually, I was in transition, and it was another point in time. And I was trying at that point in time to do what you might be doing, and that was to figuring out what my life purpose was. Part of the transition was I had lost my job due to the economy shift in 2008, and I needed to figure out, was I going to go back to school and learn something more and get another degree or whatever? Was I going to find a new industry to go into? What was I going to do? Or was it time for me to truly launch my own business? And my choice was to truly launch my own business, Peaceful Easy Healing. But I did that through the help of understanding this personal power statement, this whole thing about being able to say, if I can't be open, can't be honest, I'm not going to have fun, I'm not going to do it. I had learned for years that saying yes to things because I didn't want to hurt someone's feelings, or that I wanted to belong to a something bigger than myself, and then only to find out that this wasn't the right fit for me, then all I was doing was opening myself up for disappointment and possibly some negative self-talk up here, which isn't good for anybody. Or I was also opening up disappointment for the organization that I might have made some promises with and that I might have been working for. And all of a sudden I'm going, this is a drudgery. And so we've got to figure out. So finding a life, finding this personal power statement, whenever I'm going to have to make a decision, I always bounce it against my power statement. My power statement is, can I be open? Can I be honest? And am I going to have fun? It's much easier for me to then say no. And no is a full sentence, is a full thought. It doesn't have to be a no, but. So it's always about finding a way that's going to answer your best self. So that's what I've done as well. So something else that came around here, another piece to my my bridge of going from here to there, was that I figured out what my why is. My why is finding a better way and then sharing it. So if you aren't familiar with what the why is, I recommend that you go to YouTube and find Simon Sinek's Start With Why TEDx talk. That was my first introduction to the why. And it's all about the fact that each one of us has an operating system that is deep, deep, deep inside of us. And at times we don't even have words to describe it. We're just on this autopilot. There's something inside of us that moves us. And this is all about the why. So I found a why coach. I was very fortunate to find a why coach who worked with me to come up with my why statement. And my why statement, again, is finding a better way and then sharing it. So again, it's all about doing the brainstorming, looking for a better way of doing things, and then sharing it, which sometimes got me in trouble. So in my career, there were many times that I was working somewhere and I would have completed a big project, and all of a sudden I was being let go, or my job was being eliminated. And I sort of scratched my head and said, what is that about? Hindsight being better than foresight, what I figured, and especially now knowing about my why, I understood, or I felt, that probably because I was so excited about finding new ways of doing things, then I shared them, that I think some of my bosses might have been a little bit nervous about me, maybe threatened by me. And the easiest method then is to just eliminate you. So yes, my resume is very jumpy, but I have to say, again, things happen for a reason, and that resume is what it looks like, because each and every time it provided me more tools, more information, and I learned more stuff to make me be able to come to where I am today, to be as complete of a person as I am. So again, I am the forever optimist. That's something else for you to know as well. I love to learn new stuff, and jobs allowed me to do that. My favorite affirmation is, things are always working out for me. Maybe not in the way I was expecting, but in the way they're supposed to for me. And I recommend you might consider bringing that into your life as an affirmation. It's really easy. So every single time something happens well, you look at it and you say, wow, things are always working out for me. It could be something very easy. It could be something very, very big. But it's a way to start building affirmations into your life. So my other point is, my favorite sayings, some other sayings are, it's all good because it truly is. Where the mind goes, the body follows. So again, keep this part positive and the rest will follow. And finally, just breathe. So before we go to break, let's sit back in our chairs and get yourself relaxed. Take a deep breath in. And as you inhale, push your belly out. Hold it at the top of the breath. And slowly exhale it, allowing your belly to relax. And with that, allowing your body to relax. Because we like doing things in threes, take another deep breath in. Again, expand that belly. Hold it at the top of the breath. And let it out. And the third deep breath in. Hold it at the top, let it go, and notice how you feel. Notice, have your shoulders dropped down? Are you feeling more relaxed? Are you feeling more alert? You determine what's best for you. Noticing about what's going on in your body is another step in your journey to figuring out your life's purpose. So on that note, let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll continue on with a little bit about me, and then we'll keep moving forward to the what and the how.
have 22 minutes to transform your life? Join spiritual practitioner and award-winning author Karen Mills Alston and award-winning publisher and broadcaster Sean Patrick Murray as they ask and answer life's most essential questions. Learn to participate in life fully, develop your gifts and talents, be open to limitless possibilities, and become available to your greatest yet to be, all in just 22 minutes a week, now on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Close your eyes and imagine what it would feel like to live a life driven by purpose and passion. Feels great, doesn't it? Tune in to Awareness to Action every first and third Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific with me, Joan Marlowe. I'm here to help you navigate your unique journey toward purpose while embracing your authenticity. Visit my website, peacefullyhealing.com, and don't miss Awareness to Action on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Trish Laub from A Cup of Comfort, where we talk about care hero topics that nobody wants to talk about. Here's your care hero tip of the day. As a child, I took dance lessons. I would twirl through the grocery store, leap from aisle to aisle, and dance anywhere I could. One day, while giving my parents their medications, I realized that dance was my medicine. And when I took my medicine, I was more patient and focused, and my emotional and spiritual tank was filled with more of everything I needed to be a better caregiver and daughter to my parents. I realized that self-care was not selfish, but rather self-love, and that it was essential to my ability to be resilient and to recharge and thrive instead of merely survive. So now, when I need to recharge, I turn up the volume and dance it off. What's your medicine? Tune into my show to learn more. See you the second and fourth Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, here on Transformation Talk Radio. Feel free to reach out to me at info@trishlaub.com.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
Welcome back to Awareness to Action. Right before the break, we did that little just breathe exercise. So something that you need to know about that is, or something you need to know about me, is that I'm all about helping you with your self-care practice. And that little exercise is something great for your self-care. But more tips on me is take advantage of the things that are available to you. My Alexa talks to me at 11 o'clock in the morning and tells me to breathe. My phone gongs. I have an app on my phone that does a gong at 4:30 in the afternoon, which again is a notice for me to breathe. And I also, if you can see the back of my phone, every time I pick up my phone, I can see that little sticker on the back. That to me is a touch point that tells me to breathe. So there are lots of little things that you can incorporate into your life for self-care, because that's another part. In order for you to live your best life, you have to have some kind of a practice for self-care. And noticing what happens in that effort is very important for you as well. I already mentioned that I have a cat. Her name is Callie. I love all animals, but right now she's my housemate. So she was my pandemic lockdown mate as well. There were days that she was saying, "Oh, Mom, will you please leave the house? This is getting ridiculous. You're interrupting my naps." So she's my able-bodied assistant as well. And again, you'll read about her if you go to my website, again, at peacefullyhealing.com. I talk about her and I talk about Max, who was my cat when I was starting my business 12 years ago. And with her, I have clients that actually ask to have her on the table with them when they have Reiki sessions. She's usually part of coaching sessions. When I do distance Reiki sessions, she's right with me. She usually has a paw on my leg or whatever. I'm sitting cross-legged on the floor. When I'm recording a guided meditation, she assumes a position. She actually throws herself on her back with her little paws up in the air. So she's meditating as well. So she is She's my cat. What can I say? Like mother, like daughter, her. But you might get to meet her at some point in time because she's as curious as I am. So she just might have to come around and nudge around. So I live awareness to action on a regular basis. My business, Peaceful Easy Healing, was born out of that huge aha moment that I alluded to before. And it was a huge aha moment that hit me like a 2x4. So you'll read about that on my website. And my hope against hope is that you won't have to wait to get hit by that 2x4 before you start making changes. And in doing some of the exercises of observing what's going on in your body, and again, taking charge of what's happening in your life, is going to help you avoid those big issues. So under the category of more will be revealed, let's keep building our foundation by exploring the what as it relates to the show. And more importantly, what's important to you is your WIFM, your what's in it for me. That's very important. So I have to capture you in some way, shape, or form. So my promise to you is that each guest will be sharing 5 elements in their awareness to action journey to live their life's purpose. And I call them the 5 A's of healing or transformation. And in every class that I teach and in most things that I do, I make it a point to talk about that. Because again, it gives us a framework to work around, because things for me need to have some meaning. You know, why am I doing it? Most of us need that why. So again, that whole WIFM thing. So many times my guests will also be talking about what that moment was that got them there. Like I said, in some cases it could be a 2x4. Some cases it's a little nudge on the shoulder. Some cases it's your intuition speaking to you. And if you don't know how to find your intuition or aren't in touch with your intuition, over the series of these shows, we'll be talking about your intuition. My intuition happens to speak to me through my arms. My arms come alive. And either if I'm saying something that the person I'm with wants needs to be hearing, or I say something that I need to be hearing myself say, that's how I know that I'm doing something the right way. So that's, we can also look at our intuition. So if you're taking a look at your life, and I'll ask you also to reflect upon your life, and there are things there that are, they just don't seem to be changing. And they're sort of like a fly running around your head and you're swatting it, and it's just not going away. It might be time for you to take some bigger changes. I sometimes refer to it as, you know, we put a Band-Aid on it, but the blood keeps seeping through and we keep changing the Band-Aid, but we don't do anything different. And again, if we don't do anything different, we can go back to what Einstein thought. I think he said something along the line, if you keep doing the same thing, expecting to have a different outcome, I think the definition of that he referred to as insanity. And none of us want to be on that insanity cycle. So we need to break the cycle. And so it might be time, hopefully through my help and the help of my guests, for you to choose an action for you to take on and to make some changes happen and to avoid that 2x4. For you to maybe take a look at doing things a different way, to find some course adjustments. And again, each one of us will also be telling you that story. And most importantly, we're asking you to do it on your terms, because one of the A's in this process is the word authenticity. You never want to lose yourself in the changes that you're making. When you're making changes, you're doing it for you. You'll benefit. Folks around you will benefit. They might not be happy about it right now, but ultimately they will benefit. And so that's another one of the A's. So let's dig in a little bit to what these A's are. As I said, the first A was awareness. The fourth A in the process is action. So we've talked about those. So awareness can come in many, many different forms. We've already talked about a few of them. And then the action is all about something piqued your interest in that awareness section that you said, all right, this is something that I might be able to take on and make change happen, or maybe this is now the time for me. And so now you decide to take that action. So the middle two A's, the second A really, so after awareness, we go to acknowledgement, where you say, yep, this is something that's making sense to me. Maybe it is time for me to look at making a change. And that brings in the third A, which is acceptance. Accepting the fact that this might be the best time for change. Accepting the fact that you might now have found a way to find a better way of doing things, because now you've got tips, tools, inspiration, people, resources that can start you on your way. And the beauty is, I don't come alone and none of my guests are coming alone. So we each have an amazing Rolodex and list of people that can support you as well. And we all know that if we aren't the best fit for you, then we've got other people that might be a better fit. And I think you're going to hear that from every single one of my guests as well. So not one fit, one size does not fit all in this world. And you've learned that only too much. And that might be part of the reason change is necessary for you, because you've tried to squeeze round peg and square hole, and that's just not working. So let's find a different way of doing that. So as our journey unfolds, as I said, one of the important keys is that fifth A, which is authenticity. When you're doing something, you need to do it for you. You need to find, and what you will find is that even if you've never looked at who you really are as your authenticity, this might provide you the tools and the guidance to actually find that out. You might be very, very surprised who you are. This is a way that you might be able to help make dreams come true for you. Again, back to that positivity and possibility that I spoke about earlier. Anything is possible if you say it is. And again, we're going to help you get there. So these elements are huge, and when you capture and embrace these five A's, what's going to happen is you're going to find that you're going to be stepping away from your self-judgment as well as judgment of others, and you're going to take steps and believe in who you are as courageous and curious, capable and clever. All these things are going to be revealed to you. You understand that this is about stepping into your personal power, whatever that power might be. You might not know what your superpower is, but we're here to help you figure that out. This is who I've always wanted to be. I was always meant to be that person. I didn't have the means to get there, but now I'm there and I'm ready. Keep in mind that who you were in your 20s might not be the person that you are now at whatever point in time you are in your life. Things change. When we get talking about purpose, we're going to find that out. And it was interesting that as I was sending out, again, the announcement of the show to friends and colleagues and acquaintances in the world, I was getting responses back where people were saying, please make sure you talk about X. One of the things that came out constantly was, please let people know, and this is speaking from a point of wisdom, that from age and from living life is the fact that what you had in your 20s as far as a purpose might not be fitting your need right now. What I sometimes say is, if this belief isn't serving you, get rid of it. Is my mother had a belief that broccoli was bad because it stunk up the house. So I never had broccoli until I was well on my own. And I found out that it was healthy for you and whatever else. So I had to get rid of that belief. However, the belief that mom and dad taught you to look both ways before you cross the street is a belief that I think you really have to stay and keep in place. So that belief you might want to stay as well. So belief, just like your purpose, might be changing. And we are all about our perspectives and our beliefs. So take a look and explore that as well. So when we get back from this break, we're going to talk about purpose, and we're going to look at seven different elements, seven different wonderful things that happen when you live your life's purpose, and how that all wraps together to truly improve your health and your well-being overall. So we'll be back in a minute. Again, you're listening to Awareness to Action on Transformation Talk Radio, and I'm Joan Marlowe.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self, every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the right, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
Have you heard the story of the snake and the rope? One evening, a young woman was walking down a country road. It was growing dark. Suddenly, she froze. Up ahead was a coiled snake. She was terrified. She reached into her bag for a flashlight and directed the beam of light towards the snake. Now she was flooded with relief. It was just a piece of old rope. That snake stands for all our imaginary fears and insecurities that sap our confidence. The beam of light is conscious confidence. Ask yourself, how many snakes did I see today? How many actions or words did I stifle through fear? Hi, I'm Sarah Main, creator of Conscious Confidence. Join me and my co-host, Dr. Pat, for Conscious Confidence Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn more about how you can live a life filled with conscious confidence. Go to my website, ConsciousConfidence.com.
Welcome back to Awareness to Action. So right before a break, I was finishing up talking about the five A's of transformation and healing and getting ready to talk about purpose. And what I'm going to be doing after that is actually sharing a story, a recent story from me about an Awareness to Action moment that I had that, again, was very, very confirming and affirming for me. And I'll share with you how each one of the layers of the five A's fit into that story as well. But first, let's take a look at why the devil purpose is so important. And again, this is all about developing semantics and getting us on a common basis. So why is purpose so important? Again, there's two choices that you can make in life. And again, everything in our world is related to choices. In a moment, you might not think, in a certain moment, you might not think you've had a choice or that you made a choice and things just happened to you. But ultimately, when you slow down a little bit and you take a look at it and you reflect upon it, there was a choice. Again, maybe it was the best choice out of two bad choices, but there is always a choice. So now you've got a choice in deciding whether or not you want to really look at what your purpose is in life. So we can either strive to be conscious of our purpose and pursue it, which I've chosen to because it certainly has helped me in what I'm encouraging you to take a look at, or we can just leave that call unanswered and we can continue on our life the way it is. When we choose to live more consciously, we are more aware of even the lumps and bumps and the twists and turns that we have, but we experience them differently. We build resilience, which is so important for us. And again, a piece that we learned last year in the pandemic was all about building the resilience, knowing that we do have the inner strength to get through this and get beyond this and live again. We had to learn how to live differently, and we're still figuring out our new norm, but it was all about having resilience. So we build resilience, strength, and presence. And as we hit all those twists and turns in life, we ultimately also develop greater health and well-being, because as we're building those points of resilience and strength, et cetera, that might appear on the outside, we're also building it on the inside. And what else is happening is you are building a stronger immune system. And so your immune system is going to give you energy, give you life. That's where our life is coming from, is all this life energy that we have that's formed as part of the organs and how our bodies move and so on and so forth. Again, looking back to where this goes, if it's got purpose and you've got a way to move forward into the world, your body's going to follow and it's going to be positive and keep you healthy as well. So if we live an unconscious life without purpose, life just happens to us. With purpose, we can more fully participate in our life. And again, that's what I'm hoping you're ready to embrace. So let's look at those seven elements that make up purpose and how we can look at them and what they have a meaning in our life. And the first one is, with purpose, we actually have meaning in our life. We have a reason as to why we're here. We have a reason to look at what we do and that we love to do, and maybe look at what we love to do as part of being our purpose, not only when we are like working in a hobby or whatever, but maybe finding it on a more expansive level that becomes totally involved in all points of our life. So it provides us meaning in life. We look at how we can contribute to the world and how we can face causes and how we can be there to support the greater good. So that's a meaning that we come away with. It also gives us a sense of place. So it's easier to know where we belong. And belongingness, again, came out during the pandemic, whereby people had lost their sense of community and their sense of belongingness. They had nothing to grab onto. So we know that that's essential. When you have a life purpose, that belonging sort of travels along with you because you know deep down in your soul that you're going to be okay because you've got this purpose and you're living in your true purpose. You also have choice. I spoke a little while ago about choice. Choice is so important. Again, you're going to choose whether or not you want to look to this purpose and live this purpose or choose to ignore it. And again, your choice is your choice. You make that determination. So what happens when you know your life purpose, you're more able to exhibit choice because you have choices. It opens choices for you. And that's very important for you as well. You can determine whether or not a situation is going to be good for you or if a person is going to be good for you based upon that life purpose. And looking back to when I shared about my personal power statement, I even use that when I meet people in my life. Are they going to allow me to be open, honest, and fun? Well, if not, maybe we don't belong together. So that too comes along with this whole purpose piece. A sense of self, which is huge. Who are you? Knowing your life purpose actually tells you, it looks inside of yourself, looks into your soul and says, who am I really? How am I facing them? Back to that authenticity piece. This is about the sense of self and who I am. It gives you a clear sense. It actually gets down to that essence. And essence is so important. Why do you do what you do? Why do you see the people that you see? Why do you get joy out of certain things and other things you don't? That could all come from that life purpose. It also provides you some ease, whereby you don't have to work so hard at new beginnings. You have constancy of purpose. And so that helps you ease into something so you can keep building on that purpose versus constantly having to go out and find something new. And if you do have to go find something new, that purpose is going to be, again, that foundation for you. A positive impact. You're making a positive impact on yourself and on others by having your purpose, knowing what your purpose is. It allows you to have a greater impact on the world because you're more comfortable. And when you're more comfortable, you're sending those vibes out to others around you because what you throw out there, you attract back. So keep that in mind as well. So if you want to create people that are like-minded with you, being clear on your purpose is probably something that you might want to consider. You also have confidence. I mean, all these things I'm talking about right now, you might be going, whoa, that's for someone else, but that's not for me. Hate to share it, but it is. It's all about you. Any of us can do this. And what we find along the way, because we are going through this 5A process, we are building confidence. We are building confidence in ourselves, confidence in the fact that we can trust other people, confidence in knowing that we don't have to have all the answers. All those things are important to us as well. And as I said, all of these together is also helping your overall health and well-being. And that's vitally important for you to live your best life. So I have seen this many times from the perspective of being a coach, and I have helped many, many people find their purpose. And again, keep in mind what you might have had as your purpose when you were in your 20s. might not be the same as you have right now because life changes. The goals and the needs that you had in your 20s could be very, very different. So this might be a time now where you can take more time to look at yourself. So as I shared, let me tell a real quick story about what happened in the pandemic with me. And you can see if you relate to it at all. So this all goes back to the end of, you know, last February of 2020, the infamous 2020. And I was on my way to go on a vacation to Costa Rica. I needed a beach break badly. And I needed new adventures. So off I went to Costa Rica. And in that, when I left, there was just talk about something brewing over in Italy and Europe and about a virus. But again, didn't know a heck of a lot about it. So off I go on my merry way. When I come back on Friday, March 6th, completely innocent, come Saturday, my phone starts blowing up. And I work primarily in the senior world, in the senior industry. So I lost all the gigs that I had to teach in the senior world. And so I truly was in a catatonic state and I lost all of my business. And I had to figure out what the heck I was going to do to help people. So I took it upon myself to say, what can I do? Because I had to find a different way to support people. I took a huge risk. Broke all of my rules and all the walls around any kind of fear that I had surrounding technology. And I decided to start using Facebook as a means to get the word out. And I created something called Self-Care is the Answer. Self-Care is the Answer was a daily post that I created after I learned how to use Canva. It also took me on a journey to go through my personal photos, which warmed my heart and soul. It took me back to memories about friends, families, vacations, beautiful scenery. And I created a following of people that were now listening to what I was saying and getting the fact about this self-care being the answer. This was huge for me, what it showed me was that I am truly myself. I am truly my life purpose. Everything I do is my life purpose, and I have to find a means to get the word out. So again, I repeat, it was my aha moment where I went to that moment of saying, oh my goodness, I've got to do something else. Came up with an idea that how am I going to embrace this? And I faced my fears and tackled technology as well as Facebook. And then it created what ended up being some really amazing things in my life that I am now happy to share with you. So again, I'm Joan Marlowe. Thank you for joining me today. I look forward to seeing you in 2 weeks, where my guest is going to be Dani Peterson. And she is going to be talking about, she is a life coach as well. And her topic is dealing with how to eliminate sense of betrayal that you have and how to get rid of that trauma in your body. So it's going to be a wonderful show in that, again, whole different avenue of looking at awareness to action. So again, thank you for joining me. My name is Joan Marlowe. Visit me at peacefullyhealing.com. Be happy to hear from you at joan@peacefullyhealing.com as well. Namaste. Thank you for being here. I look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you for joining this Awareness to Action episode. Join me next time for more inspiring stories that will shift your perspective and allow you to see pathways toward a more fulfilling life. It doesn't come overnight, but with a positive outlook and a will to keep moving forward, you will get there, and it will be worth every twist and turn along the way. A willingness to learn from this experience is key. If plan A doesn't work, remember, you have plans B through Z to continue your journey. With each adjustment, you're one step closer to turning a possibility into a reality. For more information about me, or to work with me personally, visit peacefullyhealing.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.